Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW. CFW.
Somebody tell me, why I was. 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay here. Thanks for letting me roll through this Thursday morning along with you. It is the 29th of February. Yes, leap day today. Yes. That's not a national holiday, right? Okay. Well, I know Congress likes to find reasons to take the day off. I'm just checking, just making sure.
CFW. Remember this one?
Can't believe
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott. This is 105.7 CFW.
Prince, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Coming up in, give me about 8 minutes. I have a stupid criminal story of the day today for you. Yes, they do make it easy sometimes, don't they, for law enforcement? Especially this dude. Wait till you hear this story. Here's Kim Carnes now.
Take her home. What's her apple? And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows ya. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Empty. this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. And I walk up, my shadow's the only one who walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me.
CFW. All right, here's one of these stupid criminal stories where the perp actually made it way too easy for police. Story is in Poland. Guy shows up at a police station, and he's got a pair of handcuffs dangling from one wrist. He told police he couldn't get them off after putting them on at a child's birthday party, and he wanted to know, could you help with that? The officers helped him out. They got him off. But while they were doing so, another officer thought, well, let's just run the guy's name just to see through the computer system. And yes, you guessed it right. He was wanted by police. He had all kinds of outstanding warrants. They gave him a new pair of cuffs. These didn't come off for a while. It's just too easy, isn't it?
Track of the visions in my eyes.
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 1057 CFW.
CFW on my Facebook page. We're having a conversation right now. I want to know from you, what movie, non-holiday movie, have you seen, you know, five or more times that you've watched it over and over and over again? One of the movies that I've watched over and over again, American Graffiti. What a great movie. As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, when that movie came out, back in the day, you could go to a movie theater, and if you bought a ticket, you could stay there all day long and just watch movie after movie. You didn't have to leave the theater in between movies, you know, before the next one started. And there was a couple of Saturdays that I would go early in the day, and I would sit there all day into the night and just watch it over and over again. I swear I could recite the lines from that movie. How about you? Tell me about it. What movie have you seen over and over again? Share with me on my Facebook page. Right now, here's the Fugees.
We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
Are you retiring from farming or looking for a cropland caretaker? If so, call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. He would like to rent and take care of your cropland. He has many years of farming experience in the Chippewa Valley. Long-term collaborative care of soil based on soil sampling is his top priority. Call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. That's 715-894-7772.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Altoona Fire and Rescue is planning on moving into two different buildings now that their current building is not equipped to keep up with their growth. According to city officials, one of the new department buildings will be just down the street at 2000 Spooner Street, and the other will be shared with Public Works. Fire officials say their current building doesn't even have enough space for the trucks, ambulances, and boats that the department needs, let alone the roughly 50 part-time and full-time employees. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed the legislation to reallocate $15 million to emergency departments in the Chippewa Valley. The move comes as local and state officials scramble to find solutions for the impending closure of all HSHS and Prevea facilities in the region. Governor Evers used line item vetoes to provide additional flexibility for how the $15 million can be used so local health officials can identify where it's needed. The funding was originally meant for HSHS to expand its psychiatric care. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We are going to warm things up in a hurry today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 49 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny, 55. We'll get to 62 Saturday. Sunday, partly cloudy with afternoon showers and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Current temperature, 13. CFW.
Saying in her sleep, oh, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house in the middle of our street, our house in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud, nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street, our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work, mother has to iron his shirt, then she sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. They're going to miss in lots of ways.
Simply waste the day away, then we'd say nothing.
wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
CFW.
CFW. That song, when I hear it, makes me think of The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler, doesn't it? Is that you too? I mean, that's just, that was an interesting movie, wasn't it? It's Mike McKay along with you. I got something in the mail I'm going to share with you in a few minutes. You're going to be jealous that I got it. I know you are. I'll tell you about it in a little bit right here. 105.7 CFW.
Forever, I loved you. Forever, it seemed. Sometimes I would.